Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The last hadith that we discussed related to the importance of what we eat and what we consume and where we eat was related to dining in a place, at a restaurant, any eating area where wine is served and where alcoholic beverages are served. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a true believer will not go into such a place. He will not dine in such an area, and he will not eat in that place, even though the food that he eats is halal. Another hadith, and this is a principle that we should live by in order to safeguard ourselves from falling into the consumption of haram. And again, very, very important, because everything, your dua, your salah, your sadaqah, everything that you perform in terms of ibadat depends upon what you eat and what you consume. So that's where it starts. The principle we should live our life by, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, دَعْ مَا يُرِيبُكْ إِذَا مَا لَا يُرِيبُكْ. Leave out that which creates doubt within you. If something is doubtful, if you live your life by this principle, don't say, I'm going to avoid haram. Say, I'm going to avoid doubtful. Whatever is doubtful, I'll stay away from it. Of course, if you are going to stay away from doubtful, you never fall into haram. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, whenever you are in doubt with regards to anything, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, leave it out. Leave it out, rather opt for something that is not doubtful. That which is not doubtful might be more simple, it might be more basic, it might not be as tasty as this, it might not be as good looking as the doubtful one, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, you rather opt for that. By living your life by this principle, you will never fall into that which is haram. May Allah grant us the understanding.